blessing it is and the opportunity to come tonight. Well, I've not used this scripture yet during Christmas time, but one that's very familiar to you in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. We'll read chapter 2, verse 1 down through verse 10. The words are going to appear on your screen, so I know it's dark, so you don't have to try to look in your Bible, but you'll see it here on your screen tonight. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." One of them's name was Bryson. Saying, "Where is?" No, that's not true. Saying, "Where is he that is born?" She thought it was true. "Say, he is that is born King of the Jews. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And so I had read the scriptures up into verse 3 in a different message, but we haven't read this part. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." It's interesting that Jesus Christ is the author of the Word of God, and that he wrote about himself that he would be coming. And then he fulfilled in himself that he came. Amen. And this is one of the reasons why Christmas is really a prophetic holiday, because Jesus says in his first advent, he wrote thousands of years before he came that "I'm coming," and he came. And he wrote 2,000 years ago that "I'm coming again." And those of us who believe our Bible believe that his second advent, that he's truly coming again. And so the Word not only became flesh, but the Word wrote the Word that he would become flesh, and the Word wrote the Word that he was coming back in flesh again someday. Amen. There's a riddle for you and a tongue twister. Now, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou the least among the princes of Judah?" This prophecy of Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. "For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently, for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I just want to talk to you very briefly this Christmas night about what child is this? What child is this? The scriptures say some amazing things about whom we know to be Jesus Christ. Pastor Xavier read those scriptures out of Matthew about Jesus, that he will bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Pastor Brandon is going to read some familiar scripture for us in a moment tonight as well. But we see here, what child is this? I was thinking about this for a long time coming up into this holiday, because there's ladies in here tonight that are with child. None of them are my wife, praise be to God. Like the first 7 years of my ministry, she was always pregnant, it seems, but you know, thinking about these children that are born and all the names and our newest baby boy, Truett, that was born to the McInerneys, and the Blacks will soon to be delivered. And we don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but we know a baby's coming, and we get excited about those things. And, you know, when you come and you see that child, one of the coolest things about being a father is, you know, when you're there, you know, your wife has just gone through the worst of the worst, right? And she's over there and she just wants to be, just recover. And so they're asking you questions, you know, what are you going to name the child and these things? And, you know, when you do it properly, you know, you get to have your name on the birth certificate and these different things. And it's kind of interesting, because for each of your children, they come and they ask you, what is this child's name? Like, what child is this, essentially? You know, we believe that you're assigned at birth what God assigned you, and that's all there is to it, right? But we don't get to pick. And so here it comes. It's a boy, or it's a girl. And if you had an ultrasound, you know it. And we were never surprised. What the ultrasound said was always correct. So we had names picked out. And so they would ask questions. If I was using King James language, they might say something like, what will the child be named? Or what's the child's name? Or what will you name the child? But what they're asking is, what child is this? And not only are they asking what child is this, they're saying, okay, now it could be anybody in the room. They don't know that you're the father. It may be awkward if you weren't, but When my wife delivered, she was one of those ladies, she didn't care. You know, my mother was in there, her mother was in there, my sister, just anybody that wanted to be in there. Jandra was like, I don't care, just get this baby out. Like, whoever's in here, just let me deliver, right? But when Jesus was born, there was no question to the wise men what child this was. The saying was, where is he that is born King of the Jews? It wasn't a question of what child this was, because they knew exactly what child it was. It was the Christ child. And this evening, as we celebrate Christmas, we're not confused, are we, friend, about what child this is. We're not confused about who we celebrate tonight. We're not confused about why we're here tonight. We're not confused about the meaning of Christmas. We're not confused about why we've come here at 8 o'clock at night on Christmas night when we could have been home with the roast beast and watching Whoville or watching this or that. But we know that this child is the King of the Jews. But what's even more exciting for us is, even though he's come to rule his people Israel, we know that the Bible said in the scriptures that Xavier read tonight that he's come for us all. What child is this? As they penned in ancient time, they say that because of the age of Herod and at this period of time, many scholars believe Jesus to have been born between B.C. 4 and 6, or 6 and 4. Some say it was A.D. 7. But the truth of the matter is it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that he was born. And historians know, the historians aren't confused about what child it is. Even Jewish historians who don't believe that Jesus was the Christ believe that this child was born and that he caused much trouble and confusion in that period of time in Bethlehem of Judea. What child is this? They not only said he was a king, but we see there in the old prophet scripture that this is a governor. A governor, and shall rule my people. A governor similar to what we have today in our state is the one who is the chief amongst all the people in that region. And so he says he's going to rule my people Israel. At this time, if you remember, the northern kingdom had been taken away for many years. And so what remains is what we call Judea, or what they call Judah. It's this southern portion. And the Bible told us that a ruler shall come out of Judah, and Judah shall be a lion's whelp in the prophecy of Genesis. And now Micah's prophecy says, out of Bethlehem in Judea, or Judah, shall come a governor, and he's going to rule his people Israel. We know that the chief of all the people of Israel was born this day in Bethlehem, a governor, a ruler. What child is this? He's a king. See, some kings are vassal, like Herod. Here's the juxtaposition of what was going on that first Christmas. Herod was in power because the Romans had given him power. He really had no authority. He had no royal blood, no royal bloodline. Herod the Great was just someone who was a politician who had been given authority by the Roman governors in that province to keep an eye on the Jewish people, even though he was not a Jew. So when they said the King of the Jews is here, not only was it troubling to him, but he goes, oh no, the rightful king is being born, and so he's going to push me out of the way. But he's not just a king, some boy king that's just going to have to raise up. This is a king that's going to be a governor. And the word governor means this. The word governor means that he is going to rule. He's not going to sit back and just allow things to take place. He's going to take action. In our culture, society, we call them executive orders. Now, that can get you in trouble depending on who you are and what you're making an executive order about. But Jesus made executive decisions, didn't he? We were watching something on TV today that was completely heretical and ridiculous. We didn't know it was, but we were just watching it, and we were like having fun poking out what was wrong with it. But one of the people on there said that Jesus came and he was doing things and it was shaking up the world because what he was doing was contradictory to what God wanted. Excuse me? He's God. He never did anything that wasn't the Father's will, because he and the Father are one. And when this word says that he's a governor, what it means is Jesus would act, but he's not acting on his own merit. He's not acting in his own standing. He's acting as God. And so every decision he makes is right, whether we like it or not. And you know what? It's a good thing, because God makes much better decisions than you and I do. Can I be honest with you? If I was God, I wouldn't have saved me. If I was God, I wouldn't have saved me. If I was God, I wouldn't have sent my only begotten Son to die for me. I know the nature and the egregiousness and the ridiculousness of my sin. I know what my former life looked like before I was saved. I know the things that I have done, the things that I still do, that I wouldn't be willing to give my only begotten Son for. Yet this governor made an executive decision to say that I'm going to come and be born to die to pay for your sins. What child is this? The Bible says he was a young child. We often get stuck on the baby Jesus and that he was young. And, you know, Jesus is like, Jesus has the history that we wish we all had. He was born, we don't know anything that happens until he's 12, and then we just skip his teenage years, and all of a sudden he's 30 years old, right? If we could all just have a history where it was written down, where nobody knew anything about our childhood or our teenage years, most of us probably wouldn't think we were sinners anymore. We'd probably be like, man, I had it together by the time I was 30, right? Jesus, we're like, it's just completely, we have no idea. He was born, he was a goodly child, people came and sang, angels came and told people, glory to God in the highest, glory in the excelsis Deo, and hey, shepherds go and say, go tell it on the mountain, these wise men come and give gifts, they move out to Egypt because they think, because the Herod's going to kill them, they come back, they move over to Nazareth of Galilee, and then all of a sudden he's at 12 years old, they go to Jerusalem, they lose him, but all he's doing is hanging out with the doctors and the scribes and the teachers and talking about his father, and then we don't hear anything else about him again. The next thing we know, he gets baptized of the Jordan by John. Man, that'd be pretty good for us just to forget all the problems when we were little kids and teenagers, wouldn't it? Amen. But what child is this? He was a young child. You know what we know about Jesus? We know that Jesus could have just come and he could have just stepped on the scene at 30 years old. He could have just been baptized at John. He did not have to do this, but Jesus came on Christmas night, just like it is right now in this sense, and he was born. And the reason why Jesus was born so young and so tender is because Jesus was humble and meek and lowly, and he came because Jesus, being a kinsman redeemer, he wanted to get down low and feel and live through all the things that you and I have lived through. He wanted to be around and see things that were going on and have an understanding, because now we can't look at Jesus and say, well, it would have been really, it's too hard to be a teenager, Jesus. We don't know how you were a teenager. All we know is that Jesus was a perfect teenager. All we know that Jesus was a perfect child. Anybody got a perfect child? Don't testify tonight. It's Christmas. But Jesus was a perfect child. When Jesus was being rebuked, Jesus says, how are you going to rebuke me? I'm just about my father's business. Imagine you going to your child and telling him you're in trouble, and your child looks at you and says, well, you must not know that I'll be about my father's business. What are you going to say? Jesus, what child is this? He's the perfect child. What child is this? He's the king of all people. He's the governor. He's not just a vassal king. He'll make decisions and rule righteously. But what child is this? He's a perfect child. We celebrate imperfect children, don't we? Every day we celebrate imperfect children in some way, fashion, or form. You can get straight A's, but you didn't make your bed. You're not a perfect child. You can have a very good day. You did everything right, but you back-talked mom one time. You're not a perfect child. You could be born and never do anything for your first 5 days but cry and wet yourself, and because of the curse of sin, you're not a perfect child. But this son, this child, was born of a virgin. And when he was born of a virgin, that made him sinless, because the line of sin passes down from the father. And because he has no earthly father, no earthly bloodline to pass along sin, he's the only person ever or ever will be born of a virgin. He's a perfect child. So when we celebrate Jesus, again, we celebrate non-perfect children. How much more should we celebrate the perfect child? But I want you to see this, and we'll pray and have some scripture and we'll sing and we'll get out of here. But I want you to see verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When these wise men, when they had seen, when they had known that this star was leading them, they understood that this star was leading them to a king. Now, I want you to understand the wise men. The wise men are not Jewish. The wise men are Gentile. But they know that he's not just the king of Israel. Even though they say he's the king of the Jews, they recognize, we're not even Jews, but this guy's different than just, we wouldn't just come worship just any old king of the Jews. They say, what child is this? Where Christ should be born, it says, they know he's the anointed Christ. They know he's a governor. They know that this is Christ, the governor that's going to rule righteously, that has everything right. They know that this star is set up above, that they can go find a perfect child. Do you really think? Now listen, I may travel to go see a baby born in the church. I may travel to go see potential grandchildren in the future. Certainly was there for my children. But I'm not going to just get in my car and travel tonight to any old hospital just to go see any child. Because what child is this? I have no affiliation with them. I don't know them. I don't know their parents. I suppose if you do that kind of thing these days, you'll get arrested. You can't just go into the mother-baby unit and like, let me see this baby. That's not allowed. But these wise men, no affiliation, no clear-cut, defined understanding other than he's the king of the Jews, he's a governor, that he's a good child, he's perfect in that we're supposed to go. And in verse 10, when they saw the star, they didn't even see the baby yet. They just saw the star and they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Can I surmise it and say this to you, closing tonight? Christmas is great because we celebrate that child, what child it is. Just like the wise men, that child grew to be a mighty man, walked on water, who healed the blind eye, who made the deaf to hear, who made the lame to leap, who made Lazarus to rise and live again. But what I know about this child is I've never seen him in person like the wise men did. And I don't have to look to a star to have exceeding great joy. See, they were had exceeding great joy before they ever saw him. I've never seen Jesus, but I have his word. This is the northern star for us. And I believe it. And I follow it. And in following this, I know exactly what child it is. And that even though I haven't seen him yet, I already have exceeding great joy. This, my friends, is the absolute meaning of Christmas. Let's pray together tonight. We'll have some scripture and some singing. Father God, I thank you. It has been the most blessed experience to share just your word just a bit tonight with my church family. Having an opportunity to come and to be a part of this service. And Lord, as we'll close out in song in a moment and after the scripture reading, Lord, I just pray that you would help us always to, even when it's tough, even when it's hard, when we feel depressed, when we feel sick, when we feel hurting, when we feel angry, let us remember that the child that we seek, we seek him through his word, and though we've not met him in person, like the wise men had not just yet met him, we have great and exceeding joy because we know exactly what child this is. Father God, we pray that you bless the rest of the service. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, Brother Brandon's going to come and read his favorite Christmas scripture for you tonight.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. My scripture is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. God, we just thank you just for sending your son just to be born. Lord, just for a sinner like me, Lord, that I don't deserve anything, but you knew that you loved me. And Lord, I'm just so grateful. Lord, you loved everybody in here. Lord, you sent your son just to die on the cross, but Lord, we're just grateful for him to be born. And Lord, we love you. Lord, continue just to allow us to follow you through the hardships and the good times. Lord, continue just to be with this church, be with our pastor. And Lord, again, we just are so grateful for what you do and the things you continue to do for awful people like us. But again, Lord, we love you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, they're going to be passing out some candles here. If you guys just take them and pass them down there. You just twist the bottom and they'll light up and flicker. So twist it and turn it all on there. And then at the end of the service, the guys will pick them up in the boxes in the back. But here in just a moment, once we get all the candles passed out, we'll have some hymns and we'll stand, and or you can be seated as well if you can't stand. Either way, whatever's most comfortable for you, and we'll sing through these just in rapid fire order this evening. Again, just twist the bottom of it and make sure everybody gets one there. And if yours doesn't work, ask them for another one. It should work. They were tested and approved. Let the kids have one. It's a children's hospital. Don't burn yourself.
I was kind of worried that you
trusted. Yeah. No, we did it once before with real wax candles, and it wasn't great. It was, you guys caught people's hair on fire. I was very nervous. All right, Brother Brandon, will you turn off my lights up here too? Make it completely dark now that they got lights. All right, everybody got a candle? Everybody wants one? All right, let's do it. Put on the scriptures. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels see. Haste, haste to bring him light, the babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean a state, where ox and ass were feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him light, the babe, the son of Mary. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. To certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, Noel. That hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind hath bought. Noel, 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 born is the King.
If you're able, stand with me tonight as we finish out tonight with O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night. With glowing hearts, by his cradle we stand. So led by the light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, to weakness is no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before him lowly bend.
Sing it out here.
Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
Amen. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
And we have a great Savior, the only Savior of the world. And as we close tonight, we remember again, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas, my friends. I love you all. God bless you. Get around and tell